Welcome to Dubs OT, your weekly Warriors podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring interviews with players, coaches, and media members.
Dubs OT is brought to you by TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Enviro Heating and Air, serving all brands of HVAC systems in Sonoma County and Marin County. And Kane's Tire in San Rafael, the lowest prices in Marin for over 60 years. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Woodson and Joe Castellano.
On Wednesday night, we were podcasting from Oracle Arena in Oakland as the Golden State Warriors took on the Toronto Raptors. And we did it a little bit differently this time as we did our podcast segments after each quarter. We started in the pregame and we were talking about Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard being pursued by the Clippers and a report that came out about that. Kawhi Leonard not playing in the game on Wednesday night against the Warriors. But here's what Ray was saying about Durant and Leonard being pursued down south.
They're angling to get both those guys next year, with Jerry West as one of the chief recruiters now with the Clippers. Supposedly, they're stalking Kawhi. They've got somebody from the Clippers organization all the way up to Lawrence Frank at games that the Clippers aren't playing, but that Kawhi is playing as the Raptors go around the league. So they really want this guy, and why not? I mean, they're giving him the kid glove treatment as far as the injuries with the Raptors, but he's been tremendous when he has played. He's one of the elite players both ends of the floor in the league. So it's a shame we're not going to see him tonight. Just like when the Warriors were in Toronto, there was no Steph Curry or Draymond Green.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed that he's not going to be playing tonight, because you want to see both of these teams at their best. And really, the Warriors now are almost full force. I mean, when they get DeMarcus Cousins, they will be. But we've seen such a difference now that they have Steph Curry and Draymond Green. Of course, you would expect that, but it really is a pleasure to watch them get back to playing the way they're capable of.
Well, it's about pace and space. Said that all year. Pace with Draymond rebounding and pushing, and space with Steph Curry and how the defense has to account for him and give more room to everybody else. And then you throw DeMarcus Cousins into the mix, and we saw him shooting around at practice, and he's very close now. He's going to start working out with the Santa Cruz Warriors, play a couple of games. Maybe they unwrap him at Christmas. Who knows? But you get that guy involved too. You know, when he's focused, and I'd imagine he will be. It's a big year for him in his career. He's going to have shots galore. Remember last year, David West had mid-range jumpers anytime he wanted it, basically. This guy, I mean, he can go out to three-point range. This offense is going to be nuclear.
Absolutely. You know, I look at the schedule, and there are games that you kind of circle, and we talked about how the Milwaukee game was one of those. This seems like one of those as well, because the Raptors are the best team in the East. There's that anticipation that maybe these two teams could meet in the finals. So do you get that feeling tonight, you know, that it's a bigger game than normal?
Well, I did when they played in Toronto. Everybody had that game circled too. Yeah, this is a very solid Toronto team. They're versatile. They've got guys who can guard multiple positions, which is a key against the Warriors, one of the things the Warriors have been known for over the last 5 years. So even without Kawhi, they're no pushover. They bring a lot of depth. They can go 9 or 10 deep with quality guys. So it's kind of a preview tonight. It's as good as it's going to get for now. It's a long way to June, but nobody would be shocked if these two teams are in the finals. And I think it's going to be interesting for the league, because I think they had enough of Warriors-Cavaliers four times in a row.
Yeah, you know, Draymond Green is kind of feeling his way back in after being out for so long. But, you know, he made such an impact in that last game, so many different ways. So I don't know if he's, you know, got his total wind about him, you know, as far as being in shape, but he does have his game together.
You know, through that whole thing with Kevin Durant, I said, you know, he was probably out of line, but I still love the guy. And I love the game that he brings to the floor, and the fire, and the passion. And you could tell he was very excited the last game, and the Warriors were excited. They played at hyperspeed for a while. They had to slow themselves down. They were so excited. But, you know, what he brings defensively, and he still thinks he can win Defensive Player of the Year, and I think he can too. The rebounding, the toughness, but also the ability to get the offense going after a rebound, a guy who can take it coast to coast, and occasionally hit a three-pointer. he checks off a lot of boxes, fills in a lot of blanks that they haven't had. And I think also just in terms of the ball movement on offense in the half court, that hasn't been there. And how many times did we see the offense degenerate into iso ball, which is probably what they had to do. You have a couple of the best iso players in the league, and especially with Kevin Durant, that's where you got to go. But now Steph's back, now Draymond's back, and we're going to start seeing the Warriors getting DeMarcus Cousins back, getting more of that rotational depth as well, affecting how they use their bench. This is going to be a team that's ready to go on a run.
You know, there was a play in that last game against Minnesota that I really kind of marked down. And normally I wouldn't like it if a ball is down low and then you throw it out to a three-point shooter. I feel like you should just get your layup. But it was at the end of the half, and Draymond threw it out to Klay Thompson, and he drilled that three, and he got so excited about it. I mean, that kind of says what this team is going through this season. They seem to be very motivated to play well. They're not, you know, as businesslike as maybe they were at the beginning of last season, I think.
Well, the whole point was to have that joy they've been known for, and then stuff happened, as we've talked about at length, and they're trying to get back to that. And I know Tim Kawakami was on with us last week, and he said there's still going to be some rough spots, and I don't doubt it. You know, it's all about context, right? Stuff happens during the season that sets you off. But I think everybody's got, over everything else, that goal of getting to June. And they've been through this before. They know what they need to do. But I think they finally rediscovered some of that joy here the last week. And no coincidence, Steph Curry is a big part of that. He just lightens the mood for everybody, not only with his play, but with his demeanor on the floor and you know, just the entertainment value and sort of a pixie out there on the court, you know. Brings sort of a mischievous angle to it. I mean, all that stuff, we've seen it before. I don't really need to repeat all of it. Fans have seen it for the last 4 or 5 years. That's why they love this team. But it hasn't been without bumps in the road. There still may be. But the talent is there. And what you're also seeing in the absence of these other guys, some of the bench players getting some valuable experience.
Yeah, and they've been good so far. All right. The teams have taken the floor, and we'll come back after the first quarter, and we'll have more Dubs OT in just a moment. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your 2-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Well, at the end of one quarter, the Raptors leading at 31-22. And, Ray, the Warriors just didn't have their best shooting quarter. They only shot 41%. They did move the ball pretty well, so it kind of gives you hope that some of those shots will get knocked down as they go along in this game.
Well, a couple things happened. They missed 8 of their last 10 shots, and the Raptors were controlling the boards. Consequently, they were getting more fast break points. They all kind of fed into each other. And, you know, they're a pretty good defensive team, even without Kawhi Leonard. So none of this was terribly shocking, what we saw in the first quarter. I think the Warriors need to take better advantage of the Raptors' over-aggressiveness at times on defense, move the ball a little bit better, and they're going to find they're going to get open shots. And Steph had a couple of them, and he just missed them. That's going to happen. But, yeah, they're 9-for-22 from the floor. And the other two things I noticed, as I mentioned, the rebounding edge, 14-10 for the Raptors. And then they end up having, out of that, 11-5 edge on fast break points, and they're up by 9.
Well, you can see that the Warriors were missing Draymond Green. He only played 4 minutes in the first quarter. He had a couple of fouls early, so that took him out of action. And just some of the big guys were doing damage there for the Raptors without Green in there.
Yeah, we buried the lead. Yeah, Draymond was out after 4 minutes. We were talking pregame about how important he is to this team and what he brings to the table once again, and he couldn't bring it because of the early foul trouble. And that was a huge factor, obviously, in the first quarter. We'll see when they, you know, that's going to be the math they have to do, when to bring him back in the second quarter. Changes the rotation now, where they have to play Looney more minutes.
I really like Lowry on the Raptors. I told you before the game that he's my favorite player on that team. I just love how smooth he is, you know, the way he gets to the basket. He's got a pretty good outside shot, and he was leading everybody in scoring in the first quarter with 9.
Savvy guy, you know, he's been through the wars. Kind of has that reputation sometimes of not coming up big in big games, but I'd love to have him on my team. And, you know, again, he can run this squad without Kawhi Leonard, and they're going to give the Warriors a tough game tonight.
You know, from our angle, we're sitting here sort of in the corner, and watching Kevin Durant, some of those crossover dribbles are just sick. I mean, the way he can fake somebody out, I don't know if you appreciate it as much on television as you do when you see it live.
Every time I see that, I say, that's a seven-footer doing that. Are you kidding? 6'11", I don't care what he's listed at. He's 7 feet. I've stood next to him. He's 7 feet. It's amazing. He's one of the most amazing athletes in sports, not just basketball, today. And I think the tendency is here to take him for granted. Some of it is personality, demeanor. He's not the outgoing guy. He's very thoughtful, you know, kind of within himself sometimes. But you see him on the floor, and some of the games he's had this year and what he did in the finals the last 2 years is legendary stuff. And I don't discount that they're going to find a way to keep him.
All right, well, so far the Raptors don't miss Kawhi Leonard, but we'll see what happens in the second quarter. We'll be back with you at halftime here on Dubs OT. Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Is your heater ready to take on the winter? Maybe it's time to warm up and save some money. Enviro is ready to do maintenance on your system to get ready for winter. They also do service and replacement with no charge for an estimate to replace. Also, with all of the rodent issues we're having lately, don't worry, Enviro does duct cleaning as well to help stop that problem. And since the EPA ranks indoor air pollution among the top 5 health risks, it's a good idea to find out what is in your ducts. Call Enviro today at 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air. At halftime, the Warriors trailed the Raptors 57-41, and we were looking at the stat sheet.
The stat that stands out to me is all the looks, the good looks the Warriors have had that they've missed. They flat out missed some open shots, and that accounts as much for this advantage as anything. And when they've missed, the Raptors have gone and gotten the rebound. The Warriors aren't getting a lot of second chance points, four for the entire first half. They're 17-44 from the floor. 3-17 from three-point range. It's never a good half when Steph Curry only gets 7 shots, and he had a wide-open corner 3 at the end of the half that often he makes, but he's just not draining it in this game. He's 2-5 from three-point range. Klay is 0-5. Draymond Green is 0-2. You know, they're getting nothing from 3, and that's been something that they've been doing a lot of the last few games. We've been talking about how they've stepped it up from three-point range, where that's not been their point of emphasis for much of the year. Well, they got the shots and they missed them. We'll see what happens in the second half. The Raptors are coming on the second night of a back-to-back. They don't have Kawhi Leonard. The shots are there for the Warriors. They start knocking them down, I think we'll have a competitive game.
Oh, yeah, they had a lot of good looks, just couldn't knock them down. They also didn't get to the line very often. 4-4 from the free throw line. So, you know, a lot of times just kind of settling for those outside shots. The ball movement was good early on, maybe not as good later on in the half. But, you know, again, you allow the other team to get those easier shots, especially Lowry. I mean, going off for 14 points to lead the way for Toronto. He's been able to create a lot of space over there.
Yeah, they're getting transition points, too. They're 13-7 in fast break points. So that leads to easier buckets. That leads to points in the paint. And Lowry's here's your guy. He's having a good first half. He's got 14 points, 8 assists, and Ibaka is helping them control the boards. He's got 12 points and 8 rebounds. So, you know, they still got a solid squad, even without Kawhi Leonard. They're a pretty good team, and they're playing very well right now. And, you know, it just didn't look like the Warriors in the first half. And also a part of that was Draymond Green in early foul trouble, and that kind of messed up their rotation. You know, that's where the lead evaporated right there, and the Raptors took control of this game. I think that the Warriors come out with one of their padded in third quarters. They can erase at least part of that deficit. Would have been nice if Steph knocked down that 3 at the end of the half.
Yeah, definitely. He wasn't getting as much, you know, on offense. He wasn't getting as many shots as he normally would get. An injury to talk about that. We don't know how bad it is, how serious, but Valanciunas went down. He was holding his hand, and he looked like he was in terrible pain.
Yeah, he really did, and he might have tangled his finger in some way. We haven't heard anything yet, but it didn't look good for him, and he was playing pretty well. And that's a guy who can get you points in the paint, and he's huge, and he's got long arms on top of that. He's tough to defend. He wasn't very good in Toronto against the Warriors. I think he's got a plus 10 so far tonight, so he's been very effective. So that's a loss for the Raptors as well. We'll see if that continues in the second half. But the bottom line is the Warriors move the ball. They play their game and make their shots. I still think they can come back and win this game.
I agree. As far as entertainment value, probably the best play was Kevin Durant throwing the ball behind his back and then dunking. He took off from about, midway between the free throw line and the basket and just stretched his right arm out and slammed it. That was one of those ooh and ah moments.
Yeah, that was a resounding dunk and something they needed to kind of light a fire under them. A little scary the way he landed, but he was okay. And the Warriors thought he was fouled. He thought he was hit on the head, I think. And right before that, Sean Livingston got hacked on the arm on a missed shot. No call was made. I'm surprised that the Warriors didn't get teed up there because I think they're getting a little bit upset. Not much went their way in the first half, but they're down by 16. We've seen them cover this deficit before.
All right, we'll see everybody again after the third quarter.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in Santa Fe. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
Well, Ray, after three quarters, the Warriors are down by 15, 82-67. And certainly the threes haven't gotten any better. 4-for-22 from three-point land. The Warriors just not finding their rhythm from three. And also they've had a lot of them go in and out.
Yeah, they have. I guess that third quarter wrong. They didn't make one of their patented comebacks. Nothing's going right for anybody in this arena tonight. They're getting flat-out played. Now, part of it is they're missing open shots, without a doubt. But they're also slow on defense. And Toronto's getting just about anything they want so far. They're shooting just about 50% from the floor. They're still out-rebounding the Warriors. The Warriors have more turnovers, 13-9. That's led to a six-point advantage in points off turnovers. Fast-break points, Toronto has the edge. Points in the paint, Toronto has a big edge. And part of that is transition buckets, but the Warriors' interior defense is horrible right now. So, yeah, just not anything going right. And Steph and Clay are 2-for-13 from three.
Yeah, I mean, they can get back in this game if they start shooting it the way they did the last, four games. They've been hitting a lot of their threes, around the 50% level. That hasn't happened. Durant definitely has been involved in a lot of things in this game. He's had two spectacular dunks. He's got 25 points. At times, he's been a little sloppy with the basketball. He's had his pocket picked, and he also got kneed in a very sensitive area, and that was a little bit strange.
Yeah, Ananobi on a drive, and they did not rule it a flagrant foul. It was a common foul. I'm sure a lot of people out there were coming up with the Draymond jokes. Maybe Ibaka on the other side was one of those, since that happened in OKC, but fortunately Durant was okay, and he came back with a dunk right after that, so he was a little fired up. But the Warriors, people like to use the word energy a lot. And sometimes your energy is affected when you miss open shots. You kind of have your dauber down. And maybe you don't bring it at the defensive end sometimes because of that. But the Warriors will have to bring all their energy to come back in this game in the fourth quarter now. Whatever they got, make those shots they've been missing. They're 4-for-22 from three-point range. That's a big part of this game for them. They've been making all those threes the last few games. It's going to have to be hunker down time for them. The Raptors are good even without Kawhi Leonard. They're playing on the second night of a back-to-back. If we see any ill effects, maybe it'll be in the fourth quarter. And the Warriors have to know that.
Yeah, they recently had a couple of losses, and they maybe just, they're fired up to rebound after that. I thought maybe the Warriors would start turning it around when Jordan Bell had a block. It seemed to get them going a little bit, but, once again, they just didn't get, that run going with a bunch of made threes.
Well, they come back and miss an open shot, or they turn the ball over themselves. They can't get any traction in this game, so they better get it now.
All right, we'll see you after the game when Dubs OT continues.
Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Enviro Heating and Air contractors have a solid reputation for having thorough knowledge of residential heating and air conditioning systems, as well as commercial HVAC systems. For your free HVAC air conditioning and heater estimate, call Enviro today at 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air.
Well, Ray, the Warriors blown out 113-93 by the Toronto Raptors. And, you know, you can look at a lot of numbers in this game and you know, say that, you know, Steph Curry ended up with only 10 points, 3 of 12, and Klay Thompson didn't make a three-point field goal and all that. But just the overall picture of it, to me, was just they didn't feel like, to me, it didn't feel like the Warriors were playing crisp basketball. It wasn't so much that they weren't motivated to play against the Raptors, but it just didn't seem like they were crisp.
No, and it started off with Draymond getting the early foul trouble. I think that kind of messed him up. They started missing a bunch of open shots, some easy looks for them. And Toronto, very good team, very, very good team, going down and making easy transition buckets off the misses. And all of a sudden, the Warriors found themselves down 22-9. And it was an uphill climb after that. They were never able to climb up that hill, never able to get any kind of traction, and they got their butts kicked.
I thought the first game in Toronto, it seemed like the Warriors made sort of a statement because they played that game without Steph Curry and Draymond Green, and they took the Raptors to overtime in their building. They're the best team in the East. So you wondered about this game, no Kawhi Leonard, you know, that the Warriors could make maybe a statement that they have all of their players together for this one and could really shine. Instead, it's just the opposite.
Well, yeah, and again, the Warriors look like the team on the second night of a back-to-back, not the Raptors. I thought maybe that would take a toll in the fourth quarter. I thought wrong. Maybe the Warriors thought that too. I don't know. But it was a combination of you start missing shots and maybe it affects your energy. And the Raptors brought way more energy to the floor tonight than the Warriors did. And it was evident on the defensive end where the Warriors were just a step slow repeatedly. And it's one of those games they've had a few times this year. They had them last year. They've had more than a few of them this year. And it's you scratch your head with all the talent they've got. But the league, I don't know if you'd say it's catching up, but it's changed, right? And so you've had some key players move. You've had some key injuries. You've had a lot of weird results this year. I mean, the Raptors lost to Brooklyn, okay? So then they come out to California, and they crush the Clippers, and they crush the Warriors. So it's hard to make sense of everything in December in the NBA, you know? It's all going to get fleshed out, and we'll see what happens in the playoffs. But this, with or without Kawhi Leonard, this is a very good basketball team. They're very versatile. They do a lot of things, I think, that bother the Warriors. They can anticipate passing lanes, use their length. They've got a real good point guard in Kyle Lowry. They've got still a very effective player in Ibaka, some good depth coming off the bench, which will really show when Kawhi Leonard comes back. And that guy is an elite player in this league. I don't think anybody's going to be shocked if these two teams face off in the finals.
Yeah, that would be a great matchup. Some injuries in this one. Valanciunas, we talked about him. He had a dislocated thumb, left the game, so he's going to be out for a while. And how about Sean Livingston? He landed awkwardly, and he had to go into the locker room. We're not sure about the seriousness of that. Ray's checking it right now. But, you know, that hurts to have Livingston if he's going to be out for any period of time because, you know, he is so important coming off the bench and really controlling the offense when he's out there. I did mention that Lowry had a really good game earlier, and he ended up with 23 points, 12 assists, and 9 of 18 from the field, and even chipped in 5 rebounds. They had a lot of different contributors. All 5 of their starters scored in double figures, but, you know, Lowry really led the way. I just thought he was a big key for them tonight.
Played a great game at both ends of the floor. And, you know, when there were turnovers or rebounds, did a great job of leading the fast break, leading to the transition buckets. And Ibaka was real good with 20 points and 12 rebounds. They controlled the boards 48-40. The Warriors had 19 turnovers and some really bad, sloppy ones in the second half. That also affected whatever momentum they were trying to gather. You know, KD had 30, but then you look at the Splash Brothers, not much splash tonight. And when those guys aren't shooting well, it's not going to be a good night for the Warriors. Klay ended up 7 for 17, but 0 for 5 from 3. And Steph was 2 for 8 from 3 and got off only 12 shots in the game, was 3 for 12. You're not going to see that very often. Raptors are very good defensively, and they were keeping a lot of attention on Steph. There were some double teams, and they rotated really well on the perimeter. But at the same time, the Warriors still were able to get a lot of open shots, and they just missed them. And I think eventually that affected their energy. And, you know, I'm trying to think of the metaphor here, and we were talking about it before we went on here. I mean, they're the superstar team in the NBA. They're the team that everybody's gunning for. We're now in the fifth year of this. It's just, you're just not able, even with the great talent level, when you know these games don't mean that much. They really don't. I mean, you want to stay in the mix in the West, but you know it's all about the playoffs. It's hard to keep up the energy night after night after night in the regular season, and we're just in December. I still think they're poised to go on a run when they get Cousins back. I think that's going to bring some energy to them and make things a little more interesting. And the talent is there. You know they're going to win 4 out of 5, 4 out of 5, 4 to 5, and I think they're going to be okay. It's just been a kind of a janky first couple of months of the season, but even the Beatles, you know, by 1969, they were mentally thrashed, right? It was hard to stay on top, and eventually a year later they broke up. It's hard to keep up these great dynasties, you know, it's hard. And that's why, again, and people repeat it, appreciate what you have now. It sounds trite, it sounds like a cliche to say it, but appreciate the fact that they're on top of the NBA because there's a lot of talented teams and players and smart front offices out there, and it's not going to last forever. The Warriors are going to try to keep it lasting forever, but it's not light years. It's just trying to keep that formula going. We'll see what happens in the summertime, but in the meantime, I'd still favor them in a seven-game series against anybody, but it isn't going to be easy. That Eastern Conference is tough, and Pacers swept them last year. Raptors do it this year. That's only the second time an Eastern Conference team has swept the Warriors in a season series in the Steve Kerr era.
Yeah, some things are happening that you normally don't see. With Draymond Green, I thought maybe he hit a wall, being that he hasn't been back that long. You know, he had a couple fouls early, and he only played, 4 minutes in the first half? First quarter. And then, you know, he just didn't have his normal game. He was turning the ball over. He only ended up with 2 points. 5 rebounds, 1 of 5 from the field. It just seemed like he was out of sync in this game. And, you know, he's kind of feeling his way back because he was out for a long period of time.
Yeah, he was. And I think it's manifested in a lot of different ways in a game like this. He had a lot of energy on the first game coming back, which is to be expected, and played very well. But tonight, no, it wasn't there for him. And I hate to say, write it off. It's a one-off. It's not a one-off. They've been routed by a few pretty good teams, including Milwaukee in this building. It reminded me of that game. It's a little troubling in that respect. It's just not the dominance that we saw in the 73-9 season a couple of years ago. But I don't think anybody's going to read a whole lot more into this game than what we already knew. Toronto's good. The Warriors are going to be favored to win the West when they're healthy and they're fully engaged in April, May, and June. Nobody's going to be shocked if they're in the finals. Nobody's going to be shocked if the Raptors in the finals, and I think it'll be a pretty good series if that happens.
You know, I think what happens, too, when you play good teams like the Bucks and the Raptors, you better be on your game.
Yeah.
If you're off your game a little bit, if the shots aren't falling like you talked about, you're going to lose the game and you might get blown out. And not only were they missing shots, you know, the threes weren't falling, the in and outs, and they had, you know, several times where they had looked like Looney, especially, had some layups, just inside shots. He missed them. You know, they just couldn't convert. The execution on offense just wasn't there tonight.
Well, yeah, and as far as the close-in shots, too, with Ibaka's length, that often affects, you know, trying to go in for a layup. You're thinking that, you know, his presence affects you. So that's a part of it as well. They're a good defensive team. And, again, the word versatile, I use that because they can use several players to guard several different positions, something the Warriors have been known for the last few years. We talked about that pregame. A legit team, and I would favor them to win the East. I think Milwaukee's going to be right there. I think Boston's going to be right there, but I would put my money on Toronto.
All right, well, that wraps it up from here. Blowout loss for the Warriors against a really good team, as we said, and we'll see you again next week as
we get the bandwagon. The Vultures are picking at the leavings. It's all over.
Hey. Relax.
relax.
Yeah, everybody can relax, and I think that game in Sacramento on Friday will be good. Yeah, it'll be a good test as well.
Before we go, let's hear what Steph Curry had to say after the loss to the Raptors.
Came out with the right intentions. Didn't make shots early in the game. I think it affected our energy a little bit. We tried to talk our way through it, but they played well. They played aggressive. They got into us early. Kind of set the tone for the game. And every time we tried to get over the hump, it was either a turnover or a defensive lapse that gave them some more momentum. So it's one of those nights. It's tough. They're obviously a great team, but we know we can play better. I personally can play better. And, long season.
That's Steph Curry. Here's what Warriors head coach Steve Kerr had to say about the defense on Wednesday night against Toronto.
We didn't really bring the level of intensity that we needed until the start of the third quarter. That was the first sign of life with our defense. But at that point, we were swimming upstream. We were just trying to get back in the game. And I thought we had a chance to get back into it right away. And we missed a couple shots. We had some open threes that looked good, didn't go in. They came back down. We lost somebody on a back door. They made a three in transition and got the lead right back to whatever it was. So you can't wait until halftime against the team with the best record in the league to start defending, and I thought that's what happened tonight. We just didn't bring the requisite energy to begin the game.
That's Warriors head coach Steve Kerr.
Thanks for listening to the Dubs OT Warriors podcast. Join Joe Castellano and Ray Woodson again next week on thesportsvirus.com.